This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A state of emergency in Florida after a leak at a big wastewater pond in the Tampa Bay area threatens to burst a system that stores polluted waters. Hundreds of homes have been evacuated. Ron Griffin says the leak of wastewater from an old phosphate plant reservoir could cost him his job.
Since I retired from the fire department, I now am a full-time commercial fisherman and crabber. And if all of this water is pumped in or leaked into the bay, it could be catastrophic to the entire fishery and could, in essence, put us out of business.
He talked to WFTS-TV. Florida environmental officials say the water in the pond is mixed salt water with processed water, but not expected to be toxic. Week two of Derek Chauvin's murder trial begins today. It's expected to feature the Minneapolis police chief who fired Derek Chauvin after George Floyd died.
Police Chief Madaria Arredondo is expected to testify this week, possibly as early as today. He fired Derek Chauvin and the three other officers the day after Floyd's death. He also called it murder. At the time, Arredondo said Mr. Floyd's tragic death was not due to a lack of training. The training was there. Chauvin knew what he was doing. He's accused of pinning his knee on Floyd's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. His lawyer says he was doing what he was trained to do and blames Floyd's death on drugs. I'm Julie Walker.
A Louisiana man who said he spent $15,000 on a Disney World vacation was arrested after he refused to get his temperature checked at a Disney Springs restaurant and refused to leave, according to the arrest report. Kelly Sills was arrested in February but spoke to reporters over the weekend, comparing Disney security to Nazis and the Mafia, according to the Washington Post. He said he walked into the restaurant through an exit and didn't realize his mistake. This is AP News. A tragic, deadly accident off the coast of Bangladesh. The AP's Karen Shamas with what happened.
Rescuers have recovered over 20 bodies from a river outside Bangladesh's capital after a ferry collided with another vessel and capsized. Authorities blame a sand-laden cargo ship for hitting the ferry, which sank in a river just outside of Dhaka in the Narayanganj district. An investigation has been ordered into the incident while several other people remained missing. The double-decker ferry was travelling to neighbouring Mushinganj district with more than 50 passengers when the accident took place. Ferry accidents are common in Bangladesh, which is crisscrossed by about 130 rivers. I'm Karen Chamas.
New York City St. Patrick's Cathedral was at half capacity for Easter Sunday Mass. The cathedral can seat more than 2,000 worshippers, but the faithful kept their distance yesterday. The choir sang through their masks. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.